Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages while Israel freed 90 Palestinian prisoners on Sunday, marking the beginning of a ceasefire that paused a 15-month-long conflict which had caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and escalated tensions across the Middle East. The truce allowed Palestinians to return to devastated areas to start rebuilding their lives, with relief supplies arriving to provide essential aid. Meanwhile, jubilant crowds in Gaza celebrated as Hamas fighters emerged from hiding. Fireworks lit the skies in Ramallah, West Bank, where buses carrying released Palestinian prisoners were met by thousands of supporters. According to Hamas, those freed included 69 women and 21 teenage boys from the West Bank and Jerusalem. In Tel Aviv, hundreds of Israelis gathered, some in tears, outside the Defense Ministry headquarters, watching a live broadcast showing the release of 3 female hostages by Hamas fighters. The women, identified as Romy Gonen, Daron Steinbrecher, and Emily Damari, were seen boarding a Red Cross vehicle in apparent good health. Damari, who had been injured during her abduction, reunited with her mother, smiling and raising her bandaged hand. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his gratitude, instructing a commander by phone to convey the nation's warm embrace to the released hostages. Later, at Sheba Medical Center, the women reunited with their families, draped in Israeli flags amidst emotional embraces. They were among over 250 individuals kidnapped during a Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, which left 1,200 dead, according to Israeli reports. Gaza health officials estimate over 47,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli retaliatory strikes, leaving nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million residents homeless. Around 400 Israeli soldiers have also died in the conflict. The ceasefire terms involve halting hostilities, the delivery of aid to Gaza, and the release of 33 additional hostages over a 6-week initial phase in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Many hostages are feared to have died.